This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Miranda Blah. The headlines: Centre extends special intervention of apprenticeships in Northeastern region. Meghalaya records 95% jump in apprenticeship participation, fastest in the Northeast. Election Commission of India is one of the world's most transparent and credible election management bodies, says Chief Election Commissioner Ganesh Kumar. Now the news in detail. Meghalaya has emerged as the Northeast fastest growing state in apprenticeship participation, recording a 95% increase under the centre's flagship apprenticeship program, as the Ministry of Skill Development and Entrepreneurship, MSDE, announced an expanded push to train 30,000 youth across the region during 26-27. The ministry has extended its special intervention for promotion of apprenticeship in the Northeastern region under the Prime Minister's National Apprenticeship Promotion Scheme, PMNAPS, allocating 57.58 crore rupees for the initiative. Reinforcing their commitment to expanding quality entrepreneurship, apprenticeship opportunities and strengthening youth employability in the Northeastern region, the Ministry of Skill Development and Entrepreneurship has launched the extension of the Special Intervention for Promotion of Apprenticeship in the Northeastern region under the Prime Minister's National Apprenticeship Promotion Scheme for financial year 2026-27 to be implemented by the Indian Institute of Entrepreneurship, Guwahati, building on the success of the pilot initiative launched in May 2025. The extended intervention aims to deepen apprenticeship preparation penetration across all 8 northeastern states, enhance participation of industry and government establishments, and create sustainable livelihood pathways for the region's youth under the Skill India mission. The ministry has expanded the scope of the intervention for financial year 2026-27 with a higher target of 30,000 apprentices, an increase of around 15% over the pilot place. Chief Election Commissioner Ganesh Kumar yesterday said the Election Commission of India is one of the world's most transparent and credible election management bodies, with several democracies looking to India's electoral process as a model. Addressing the All India Media Conference 2026 organized by the ECI, Ganesh Kumar said elections in India are conducted independently under the constitution, enabling citizens to freely elect the representatives. He said the ECI is the world's largest election management body and that election officials from many countries regularly visit India to study its electoral practices. He said representatives from more than 40 democratic countries have visited India to observe its election management system. The conference, held at the Indian International Institute of Democracy and Election Management, New Delhi, was organized under the theme Connecting Stakeholders, Strengthening Democracy, the Role of Media in Elections. Meghalaya Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma yesterday attended the bedding climb celebration at Tuber in Jayanti Hills and announced a new state scheme to support religious and cultural infrastructure in Meghalaya. Addressing the gathering, Sangma called bedding climb the true identity of our people and said it is important to preserve traditions for future generations. He said the government will soon launch a program to help Sendraj Senkasi Christian denominations and other faith groups. The support will include funds for museums and galleries to document history and culture. Sangma said a proposal from Sendraj Tuber for a gallery and museum estimated at 10 crore rupees will be included. He added that a similar request from Presbyterian church leaders for a museum in memory of Thomas Jones will also be considered. The chief minister said the government will prepare a comprehensive plan to ensure all communities and religious groups are covered. Meghalaya Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma paid tribute to legendary Khasi freedom fighter Utti Rat Singh's aim on his 191st death anniversary, honouring his unwavering courage, supreme sacrifice and indomitable spirit in defending his land. The Chief Minister yesterday took a social media to reflect on the martyr's legacy, stating that Utti Rat Singh was a fearless freedom fighter. He said the people of Meghalaya pays tribute to Tirot Singh's indomitable spirit and express hope that his legacy would continue to inspire the people of the state to uphold their rich culture and traditions, stand firm in their convictions and strive for justice, equality and the greater good of society. Coinciding with the death anniversary of Tirot Singh, the Hinyotrep Youth Council of Meghalaya unveiled the full-length statues of two legendary chiefs, U Bormanik Sim of the erstwhile Hima Shillong and Snap Singh Sim of Hima Maram at Lat Artet Nongthlew in East Khasi Hills District. A special workshop titled Varta was organized by the Press Information Bureau at the Lokapriya Directorate Auditorium in Amingaon, Kamrup District yesterday. The workshop was held to create awareness ahead of 2027 census. The census will be conducted in two phases. The first phase involving the house listing process, which will begin on the 17th of August. The second phase of the census is scheduled to commence on February 2027. Census Director Biswajit Pandey said that all preparations for the census process have been completed. Tripura Governor Indra Sena Reddy Nallu launched Census 2027 in the state at a program held at Lok Bhavan. The first phase of the country's first fully digital census will continue till the 31st of this month using mobile applications and a web-based monitoring system for data collection, verification and supervision. The door-to-door enumeration will be conducted from August 1st to August 30th. Citizens across all 8 districts can submit their household details online to the self-enumeration portal before a census enumerator visits their homes. Chief Minister Dr. Manik Saha urged people to actively participate, saying the census is not merely a statistical exercise but the foundation for planning and implementing development programs. He has described Census 2027 as a significant step towards a transparent, technology-driven and citizen-friendly enumeration process. Manipur Chief Minister Yumnam Khemchand Singh chaired a review meeting yesterday with JNIMS officials. The meeting was attended by the Commissioner Health, the Director, faculty member and other senior officials. The discussion focused on the grievances and concerns raised by the teaching fraternity and the administration. Key issues taken up included improving institutional governance and strengthening medical education and healthcare services and JNIMS. The Chief Minister reaffirmed the government's commitment to resolving genuine concerns through dialogue. He also stressed the need to ensure the continued growth and excellence of JNIMS. Later, the Chief Minister was briefed at the Secretariat by N. Kedha Bharta Singh, Commissioner, Veterinary and Animal Husbandry Department, and Director L. Arun Kumar Singh. Officials inform that the department work on disease surveillance, preventive vaccination, artificial insemination, and mobile veterinary clinics is playing a key role in protecting livestock and poultry. Tawang Deputy Commissioner Namgyal Angmo yesterday chaired a comprehensive review meeting on the status of EKYC under the Smart Public Distribution System, along with a vigilance meeting of all 39 fair price shops in the district. The meeting was attended by District Food and Civil Supplies Officer, officials of the Food and Civil Supplies Department and all fair price shop dealers. Reviewing the progress, the Deputy Commissioner expressed concern over the pending of EKYC cases and directed all fair price shop dealers to intensify their efforts and ensure substantial improvement in EKYC completion within 1 week. She also instructed the FPS dealers to undertake door-to-door follow-up whenever necessary and extend all possible assistance to beneficiaries for completing the authentication process. A district-level awareness workshop under Mission Sankalp was held yesterday at the Sepahi Jala district in Tripura to strengthen efforts against child marriage and adolescent pregnancies. Organized jointly by the district administration and the Department of Social Welfare and Social Education, and program brought together priests, imams, other religious leaders, directors, caterers and representatives from different sections of society associated with marriage ceremonies. Additional district magistrate Subhash Dutta said Mission Sankalp's launch nearly a year ago aims to make Sipi Hajihala district in Tripura free from child marriage by 2027. He noted that around 300 minor girls have been prevented from child marriage over the past year, marking a significant achievement of the campaign. Now, before we close, the headlines once again. Centre extends special intervention for apprenticeships in northeastern region. Meghalaya records 95% jump in apprenticeship participation, fastest in the northeast. Election Commission of India is one of the world's most transparent and credible election management bodies, says Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin, which came to you from the Shillong station of Akashvani. Have a nice day.